Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
It's Christy from New York. I love your show. It keeps me entertained for many hours on a daily basis. So thank you for that. I just wanted to share a couple of experiences that I think you'll really get a kick out of. So ironically, I work at a haunted house slash horror attraction here in upstate New York. So for 3 to 4 days every week for 5 or 6 weeks a year, I spend a large chunk of my time surrounded by complete chaos. It's definitely not for the faint of heart, and our entire cast of actors really take their job seriously. So anyway, I'd heard some brief chitter-chatter from the actors about the place being haunted. Really didn't think anything of it because it was an abandoned factory. So obviously, this type of building gives people the creeps. So there's 4 different attractions with different themes. At the time, my brother and I were working together in biotech. My scene was small. I had my own little tiny cubby. On the table in front of me, there's a body, chest cavity completely ripped open. And on the other side of that table is a narrow hallway where our paying victims are scurrying through trying to finally reach the exit. Well, there's a maze-like hallway that leads to my scene, but it's pitch dark, minus the occasional flicker from nearby strobe lights that really didn't make much of a difference anyway, because they really weren't all that bright. So I'm in my cubby, waiting for the next group, and I'm looking in the hallway that they'd be coming from, and I notice a black shadow forming and leaning in as if they were peeking around the wall. So I was really well hidden. So I went ahead and peeked over the little peephole that I have in, which is right where they would be standing if they were peeking around the corner. So nobody was there. And I popped my head back in and looked at my scene just to see if maybe they had started walking to get to the next scene and I missed them. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So I hop over the dead body and I run to the scene after mine and ask my brother if I had somehow like missed a group. He had said no, that we hadn't had a group in about 5 minutes. So since then, I've really referred to him as the big man because the black mass was just large in general. And after explaining the experience to my coworkers, some had actually admitted to seeing the same thing in that specific attraction. So I'm not sure what's up with that or who it is, but it was interesting. And the next story is not mine personally, but my brother's. He and 3 other co-workers gathered in one scene just talking while waiting for the next group. They had noticed a small shadow, which was kind of like childlike, staring at them from behind a table. They had all agreed that they had seen it and started towards it, and it just disappeared. Later on, we spoke to the owner of the haunted attraction, who we are actually really good friends with now. And he had said that he had had a medium do a sweep of the factory. And she said that there were 2 little boys, a tall man and a woman. She said that there were a few others, but she couldn't figure out who or what the rest of them were. She also said, or he also said rather, that he had had paranormal investigators come in and stay overnight, and they actually caught something both on video and EVP. But those stories are for a different time. Thank you for listening. Sorry it was kind of lengthy, but I'd love to hear what you guys think. I'll call in with a few more stories if you'd like. Thank you guys again for everything you do. Hope everything is going well. Best wishes.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.